And here comes Ponder. He got hit and knocked down by Phil Taylor. It's a sack all the way back to the 11-yard line.
I'm now joined by defensive lineman Phil Taylor. Phil, welcome. Thank you for taking time out.
Thank you.
Your defensive coordinator has described you as off the chart smart. What does that mean to you when Ray Horton says that, hey, man, he's a smart guy?
I mean, it means a lot to me because, you know, he's the type of person. He's been around this league. You know, he produced some great defenses wherever he was at. And just coming from him, you know, and it shows how hard, you know, I work, you know, to get like that, you know, with studying film, things like that, and it means a lot to me.
He's also described your aggressive style of play as nasty. Where does that come from?
Just going out there and wanting to get it, you know, just always being, you know, that type of person that, you know, like being in high school, just being looked over. Like, I was one of the top defensive linemen in high school, but, you know, I wasn't that top tier when I knew I was, you know, so just being looked over a lot, you know, coming out, you know, I play with a chip on my shoulder, you know, that's what it comes from.
There are times where you're double teamed and triple teamed, but you still manage to come up with a sack and make a big play. How does that happen, being that big man up there in the middle of things?
I mean, it's tough, but sometimes that one play, when they don't double team you, you got to win, you know. Coach Sherrod always saying win the one. You know, we preach that around here all the time. You got to win the one.
Dalton on first down, gives. Green Ellis got planted by Phil Taylor right at the line of scrimmage.
Speaking of winning the one, you guys face a bruising running back in Green Bay's Eddie Lacy. What's it going to take to contain this big guy?
With him, they're going to be in a lot of, you know, passing formations and things like that. So they're going to do a lot of draws and screens and stuff like that with him. But, you know, you just got to put a helmet on him. Once you hit him, you know, he's a rookie and he hasn't been hit that hard yet. So we're going to try to, you know, hit him.
And you're also facing one of the league's best in quarterback Aaron Rodgers. How do you prepare for a quarterback like him?
Aaron Rodgers is one of the elite, if not the best in the league right now. So the way we're going to go about it, we just got to, you know, we got to go after him. You know, we can't let him get out of the pocket. We got to keep him in the pocket and go after him.
I know you're going to be up for the challenge, but let's go off the field. For Browns fans that don't know Phil Taylor, what do you like to do off the field?
Man, off the field, man, I'm probably like one of the chillest guys, you know. I don't really go out that much, you know. I just like to chill at home, play my Madden, my 2K or Call of Duty, something like that. Nothing too major.
So is it a switch for you that turns off? Because like you said, you a chill dude, man. And on the field, it's like, it's on.
Yeah, I mean, when I'm in between them white lines, it's time to go get it. You know, you got to feed the family.
Third and three. Takes the ball, gives the ball. They run the ball. They don't get the first down. Jackson got smothered on the play.